Because when we took a class together, the three of us, Dan eventually dropped, or Chris dropped. And that was a kick because, you know, tough. But we were learning about the Spanish Revolution, and I didn't know a thing, but Chris would just pull out names, you know? Francisco Franco, boom.
Who's
Chris
that?
Chris is like, oh yeah, you know him. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's talking about whatever, you know, all of these people, these eras, and he's just talking about, you know, independence, whatever. And
that class was crazy because it would be me, Eamon, Chris, like in a row, and our teacher, who Chris described as like the Spanish version of Aslan from from Narnia, like that elephant. He was just like Francisco Franco, like he would talk like that, yep. And Eamon and I would be like, and like people in the class would raise their hand and be like, what year did this happen? And then Chris would ask like a very complex question about like interactions of, yep, like different periods of time and like the thing that you would expect a student to ask if they knew things, but we were just like, can you repeat everything you just said, but at half speed?
Like, he would write on this whiteboard every class and emphatically write. Like, you could hear the, like, pounding of just on the whiteboard.
Like, yeah. That man was buying new pens every day, I swear.
Yeah, he was running out of pens. He would come in with this, like, loose leaf, just
oh
random
my God,
pages.
I forgot about the loose leaf.
Just pages. Some would not be 8.5 by 11. Some would just be, you know, like, 2 by 4 little inch papers.
Like, and hand cut. Like, he was going to make a scrapbook later.
Newspaper articles from, like, the 80s just about, you know, the Spanish Revolution. Insane.
I loved him.
Yeah. He was a throwback, so I really think that could be a good one. Because you can focus on... The Spanish Revolution is another thing, you know? Just random historical stuff. I could bring him on, you know?
If oh my God, we could bring him on. Yeah, Eamon and I went abroad together. Yeah. I think basically every single one of the teachers we had would be a perfect guest.
Yes!
The one class that Eamon wasn't in with me that he should have been is this one that was called The History of Madrid, mm-hmm, where I learned nothing about the history of Madrid. And I was trying. Yeah. It was that most of the class... Okay, so you have 100% of the class. 60% of it was her trying to figure out how to plug her laptop into the projector. 25% of it was her being like, I know the most about Madrid in Spanish, just over and over again. And we'd be like, yeah, we heard it. Yeah, we got it. Sounds great. Can you teach us something? And then all of the rest of it was like nothing. Yeah. Like, it was like, what is that building called? And then she would say it, and then we'd forget it.
Right.
And then it was gone. but she was in love. She was so sweet.
You went on a field trip on the
Oh my God, night. I did go on a field trip. wait, let me find the photo. It's so cute.
I remember hearing about Ben going on this field trip. And what, you just like walked around Madrid?
Madrid.
That was your day.
That was the whole day. She loved me. Because we were in this class and nobody would show her how to plug the laptop in. But I was like, I can't sit here. I cannot sit here and watch this happen any longer. Because the cord was like broken and you had to hold it at a very specific angle, which I figured that out. so I was a hero. And everyone in the class was like, Ben, I hate you.
I feel as though I had that with a couple professors where, especially with the language gap, like you don't want to try and go because, oh, Ben has just found this picture.
It's absolutely so cute. Electric.
So imagine everyone is sorority squatting, and then Ben is standing straight-legged on the right.
Stop, I'm so awkward in photos. It's really my biggest fatal flaw.
He and a good friend on his right are standing with their notebooks ready to go. Everyone else squatting
a
little.
Is it Aviva?
No, it's... I don't even recognize that person. Aviva is...
She's
on the
in
other
this
side
class.
Of the photo. Too much fun, though. Too much fun. Are you at the... where are you in that picture?
It's
a big place. I just forget the name.
Oh, it's a palace.
Yes.
Okay, the thing about Madrid history, while we're on this topic, because you asked.
I definitely asked. I'm intrigued as to where this is going to go.
Is that nobody remembers any of it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean nobody like us. I mean, like, the internet itself has, like, collectively forgotten. And the history makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm sure people from Spain are probably, like, listening. I don't think they are. But if they were, they'd be like, what is he talking about? This makes no sense. But, like, we had... So there was, like, that one palace in Madrid,
yes,
the one that we've seen. But before, like, there was, like, three of these. So the first one was in that spot, I believe, and it burned down. And I have a conspiracy theory that I'm pretty sure I created. Wait, I'm going to get into that in a second.
Okay.
But that one burned down. And have I not told you my conspiracy theory?
I don't know.
Okay. That one burned down. And then... they were like, but before it burned down, they were like, what would be so fun is if there was a second palace that we could winter at 3 blocks away. So they built a second palace, and then the first one burned down, and then they built a third one in its place, and that's the one that's standing. It's like, they were just like, we have so much money, I'm going to build 3 palaces for no reason. Okay, here's my conspiracy theory.
Let's do it.
And we are over time, so eventually we'll have to stop. But my conspiracy theory is that, so this first palace burns down, but it had a lot of art in it that, like, got randomly saved.
Okay.
So I think I think it was arson.
Intentional,
and I'm pretty sure all of the, like, royal family was, like, out of it in time for this fire.
So you think the royal family did it, or someone tipped them off?
I'm like, I don't feel like it was insurance fraud, because I don't think that was invented yet. But that's what, like, it reeks of insurance fraud to me.
Especially with the art saved. Like, you can't really recover all that, you know?
Right.
Those are...
And there's, like, other details that I can't remember. Like, certain rooms were, like, locked, and certain things were, like, left on open. Mm-hmm. Like, there's more. I, like, one of my essays for my art class, because abroad was fake, was that... we just got to write a creative essay about art in general, like, just centered around a painting.
I remember this.
So I chose Las Meninas, and I talked about the one guy in the back that was, like, that no one knows who he was. Yeah. I said he, like, kind of in Harry Potter world, was, like, alive, and he, like, tipped them off and, like, set the fire, and he was, like, jealous. I don't know. It was, like, a random...
Oh, it's creative writing.
Yeah, it was creative writing. You can take that for, so I went... off. It was like 4 pages. It was supposed to be 4 pages. I think I wrote 12. It was so good. I was so invested
into your conspiracy theory on the man in the back of this specific painting
and how he was alive and was the... It was like two conspiracy... It was like a fake conspiracy theory and then mine, and then they were like blended. Anyway,
it is a little sketchy that they decided, oh, let's just build another palace in the same spot. Like, that's not a bad... They didn't think, oh, that's a bad omen, or like, oh, people are after us or whatever. They just said, no, it's good.
It's good. We love it here.
Let's put the same art up and we'll, you know, live our lives.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Also, why do they have so much money for palaces? And then there's, like, one in the north, like, just above Madrid, and then one in, like, the south. They have so many palaces.
You know, my favorite palace in Spain, and I think you will share this as well, is the Ruta Carlos Quinto.
Stop.
Has maybe the nicest gout chair ever.
Oh, my God. There's no better gout chair ever made. And I think that's in all of history. And I can tell you, even when, like, they've, like, made them, like, robotic, they still won't be as good.
Yeah.
Tell them what the gout chair is. They need to know.
Yeah, the gout chair is... I don't even know. Was it Carlos Quinto, actually, that died in there?
I think he... I don't think that's a real person.
It's a fake guy. Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't exist.
There was a royal, maybe a royal, not... I think it was... Yeah, let's call him Carlos Quinto.
Yeah, that's gonna...
So he... wanted to live out his days in the countryside, and he basically built this, like, monastery within a castle house thing that... Where he just lived with his posse... Right?
Yeah.
And they went off into the woods, and he just lived there for the end of his life, and he developed extremely bad gout in his leg, and to the point where he couldn't walk, so they invented a, like, this wheelchair that had a, you know, a big leg rest, like a raised, one of the legs raised, I'm gonna guess the left leg, and he like, couldn't lie down, right? He had a thing, I think, that he slept... Maybe they all slept sitting up because of, like, it was a god thing. It was some...
Yeah.
It was some... They were afraid of, you know, that you would choke in your sleep or that God would kill you. I don't know.
Something, like, crazy like that.
But he had immense gout. So that's kind of related, but he had immense gout and died in this place, right?
Yeah, he died there. We all thought this was, like, the funniest place ever.
Confirmed.
There's nowhere else that just exudes natural comedy quite like the places we went on this trip. Because, like, also for context, some of this trip, it was so silly. Like, they were like, we're going on Ruta Carlos Quinto, and we're like, okay, what's that? And then we, like, thought it was gonna be, like, a place, but there was no explanation of what Ruta was, and we think it meant route to Carlos Quinto, but, like, that wasn't... a thing. like our program invented this trip and invented this name and invented this as a destination. Like, I feel like we got there, at least for us, because that was the first group, and they seemed confused that we were there. They were like, this is not a... Who goes here? Right. Like, what is this?
Just imagine a fake royal, a fake route, a fake just trip in general that was planned by our program, where we would ask our host families, and they would say, you're going where? what is... My host mom in Spanish would say, what is that? You know? And I'm like, you live here, and they're taking us on this once-in-a-lifetime trip on a fake place that a local doesn't even know exists.
The way they explained it! They were so into it. They were like, you will have the best time of your life on this trip. And God, none of the host moms knew what we were talking about.
Meanwhile, I had a friend who was in Spain, and they were taken to Valencia, right. Sevilla, like normal places. I don't know. And instead, they take us on this bus where we just drive to the middle of nowhere, Spain, and to see what? A gout chair. To see a gout chair for this fake royal, right? Like.
How did they come God.
Up with that? I don't know.
Where did that... They were like, what's cheap? Like, how do we get them there? I also remember they shoved like 200 of us into the longest buses that have ever been made. And they drove us... They were like... The bus drivers were so determined. They drove us in these like tiny, tiny streets in these enormous buses. Yeah. And they were like, we have to get you to the hotel. And they like lodged these buses in between so many buildings. And we were like, they were like moving us a foot forward, like 6 inches backward over for like 40 minutes. And we're like, we see the hotel. Let us out. We can carry our stuff. And no, we were stuck in this bus for so long. The whole trip was just a disaster. But in like a beautiful, like,
yes,
like train wreck kind of way where yes. you can't like...
You can't stop looking.
It's fruition. For me, that trip was fruition.
The trip. I thought you were gonna talk. So the bus, yeah. Imagine a Peter Pan bus, but like on steroids. Like instead of like 3 car lengths, it's like 5 or 6. And then imagine, yeah, there's 200 abroad students just moving in this bus. And I thought you were gonna tell the story about the kid who showed up.
No, that was so bad.
So like Ben said, right? We show up. We're there for a weekend, and we show up with all of our belongings, like we're in suitcases. And stuff, and you know, most people normal got a night's sleep and show up early in the morning for this bus. Was it on yours or was it on?
I think it was on mine. This kid shows up, he had been like out at a club. Hold on 1 second. And he had been like out at a club and then shows up and he just like smells so bad. He smells like sweat. He smells like has not showered.
Don't know. Does he have a suitcase?
No, it is. We do not know if he has a suitcase to this day. I don't think he did. He shows up and he gets on this bus and he's like wandering on this bus. His friends are like, oh my God. And we're like, does he have a suitcase? Like the tone of the trip changed. Yes. Everyone was like, yeah, we're going to Rosa Carlos Kingdom because we didn't know yet.
And that set the tone for the rest of it.
We were so happy. And this kid walks in and he has nothing.
No idea where he is.
He's like dressed for the wrong weather. He doesn't know where he like we all don't know where we're going, but in like a fun way. Right. He doesn't know where he's going in like a serious way. Yes. And he sits down and his friend's like, oh, do you need help? And the bus driver like, can I give you a bag? Like, are you okay? Right. And it was so bad.
Yeah. All he and then was we a good night's sleep and a shower, preferably.
We got to a lunch place. Oh, it's a beautiful... Every place we ate was great. Yes. Like, that's where the... We couldn't go to Valencia because we had to spend the money on these, like, five-star meals. And we stop at this beautiful hotel. Everything's, like, white. Everything's, like, magnificent. It's so upscale. Like, I would never stay at a place like this on my own.
Yeah.
I would stay at, like, the worst Airbnb, and we're, like, in whatever the opposite is. And I, like, get up to go to the buffet, and I walk around, and I see he is face down into a soup.
No,
he's not even eating. He's just, like, in this. And we're, like, is he okay? Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, you're right. That lunch fantastic, and I'm upset that he did not get to enjoy it. You know, yeah. The rest of us having a great time.
Oh my God, Ruta Carlos Quinto. That is such an unlocked memory.
I will never forget that. And I'm just glad that we shared, you know? Like, we shared it, Chris shared it, Maddie, you know, like, everyone was there and can look back and be like, what did we do?
Like, what? That weekend? Like, why? For what purpose?
Right.
Who would. Also, just like, while we're talking about abroad stories, I loved the coordinators of our program so much. Angels. Like, we would. So, like, obviously, we were abroad when coronavirus was, like, an up-and-coming fresh thing.
Fresh.
Yeah, very hip, very trendy. It was trending for sure. And we would be, like, in our Spanish class, like, minding our own business. And, like, the weekends would come up and people would go travel to different places. And that was, like, a big deal. And because you're, like, abroad, it's easy, whatever. And they, and, like, as corona was becoming a very serious thing and a direct threat to the program and, like, our existence in Europe, the coordinators of the program would barge into our, like, classrooms and be like, no one go to China! And we're like, what? We were not gonna go to China. And he's like, who here was going to China? We're like, none of us. None of us are going to China. And he's like, okay, don't go to China.
Right.
And we're like, got it. Right. Cool. And be like, you, like, slam the door on the way out and then, like, come back in, like, a second later, be like, everyone, hand sanitizer, now. Leave. It was so scary.
They would show up with a huge bottle of hand sanitizer and just force it upon you. And me, reminder, like, I am in a class. It is 8 a.m. It is 8 a.m. local time. And I am just minding my own business. Like, I'm already, like, trying to, you know, speak Spanish, like, learn a little bit. Run in the classroom. And they just say, sanitize, sanitize. Please don't go to Wuhan. Like, let's move on. That was their speech.
We're like, got it. Cool. For it. Sure. Oh my God. And then Moodle and Big Blue Button.
And, so, and then, you know, the world.
Yeah. So instead of Zoom, we had like this like other thing that was impossible to use called Big Blue Button. And every time you would talk, you'd get disconnected. Like I learned about Zoom culture from Big Blue Button.
Right.
And it was so different.
Yeah. That was a shell shock when we got back last semester. And all the teachers were like, okay, you know, we're still new to the Zoom thing, but at least you guys had last semester. And I remember looking around and being like, I did not have last semester.
I did not have that.
You would have hated the program that I had to use, Big Blue Button. I think the best connection that I had was in Retiro. In Retiro, it somehow worked perfectly well. But then I got home to my good Wi-Fi, and no,
it stopped. It was ridiculous. Literally, they had one server, and it was located in like a basement of IES in Madrid, and that was it. Like, so we were all like connect. Like, you couldn't have your video and audio on at the same time.
No.
Also, when you like shared screen, it would say like, this is the sharing screen page, mm-hmm. And one of our professors decided, instead of like typing notes out and sharing screen, he would use that like whiteboard feature with the words on it and write in like light yellow on white on top of words what he was trying to say, and he would like immediately erase, and we're like, hi, what?
Yeah. The learning curve was steep, but like downward. You know? Like it was like we started at like a middle, like, oh, we know how to teach, and then it was like, nope, out the window.
No.
Also, the time difference, I would be the only one in my classes, because the classes would be at, you know, whatever time.
It'd yeah.
Like 8 a.m. for Eastern time, and I had people who lived, we had people in the class, obviously, who lived on the West Coast, so they would not tune in. And yeah, you're right, I would have my video off, and be like laying in bed, barely awake, mic off, and then they'd be like, anyone hear that? And you're out of the two people who were in there, you have to respond. It was a tough episode.
It was so tough. I felt so bad for just like all of the teachers. And I would like email them and be like, hi, yeah. Are you okay? Right. Like they'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. Because it was Spain too. It was, you know, with COVID, the spike was so bad.
It was so bad. Yeah.
And we had older professors. Like it was not a, it wasn't safe.
Yeah. It was not good. And then my host mom really thought I had COVID the entire time. And to be fair, I might have.
Fair.
But the antibody test did come back negative, but she was like So at first I like had a cough.
Mm-hmm. And who she didn't, let's be honest.
No, every, I think we all had COVID.
When you, a side story, but when you got back, did the airport, like, did you get any trouble at the airport? Like, were they asking you no questions?
No questions.
Fascinating.
Well, okay, I think that that's because Trump was like, borders are closed.
Yes.
And then I was, like, the day that went into effect, I had, like, flown in that day or, like, right before. Like, either that day or the day before.
Oh, okay.
So, Europe had no idea he was doing that.
Yeah.
And then, also, he didn't know he was doing that.
So, you beat the frenzy.
I, like, beat the frenzy, but I know that, like, people a few hours after me waited on the plane for, like, 2 hours for the CDC to come on and be like, if you have COVID, like, don't get out.
Right.
And then everyone else was like, yeah, I totally don't have COVID. But I had, like, a big cough, but I had had a cough for, like, 4 weeks. So, mm-hmm. if I had COVID, it was, like, COVID, then, like, bronchitis.
Yeah.
It was not, like, active COVID.
Yeah.
So, but I remember, like, being in the airport, like, I know I don't right now have COVID.
Yep.
I might have in the past, but it was, like, we didn't know what it was then. So, I was, like, saving up coughs because it was, like, it was, like, mucus. Yeah. It wasn't, like, a dry cough like COVID is. So, I was just, like,
right.
And, like, running away from people, like, and then, like, coming back.
Yeah.
And no one was wearing a mask because you weren't supposed to at that point. It was just so bad. They were, like, I was asked, did I go to, like, Iraq or Wuhan? And that, those, like, the questions on, like, the check-in questions. Thing. And it was so weird.
Yeah, mine... Yeah, I was shocked. I came back the couple days after the announcement. So, the frenzy had begun. Like, everyone going crazy. Doesn't know what's going on. No masks. I got on the plane. There were some people in masks. I remember sitting across from this girl who was clearly in a different... Like, was abroad. And she had masks. She had the... I don't think she had a face shield, but she had gloves. She had... sanitary wipes, like, she's going off, you
Whoa.
Know, cleaning the whole thing, and I was like, that's a bit of an overreaction, and now we're here, so she actually reacted, like, perfectly
like
well.
Like, the correct way, yeah.
But I got back, and the only question they asked me were, you know, have you been sick, have you been around people who have been sick, and I didn't know how to answer, because the answer was, yes, every person I know has had a cough, so I said, like, yeah, actually, a lot of people have been sick, but, you know, like, I haven't been... you know, that close to them or something like that. But in reality, everyone I knew had a cough for at least 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it might not have been, like you said, it might not have been the 2 weeks before we went home, but I would be in class and just everyone's just...
Ill. Oh my God, it was so... I remember, like, sitting in... I remember, like, sitting in classes and, like, there was, like, somebody in the back being like... and you're like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, I remember when they had, like, shut down Italy and all of these people from, like, certain schools... who were all friends with each other, would all be like, oh, we're gonna go to Italy, and I was like, well, spring break's, like, gonna happen, and you, like, and you can't go to a place where you can't leave it.
Right.
Because you do have to come back.
Yeah.
And they were like, nah, it's gonna be fine. It's like, what are you, you can't.
Yeah.
Or, like, Abroad Fest is a thing, it's just, like, a party.
Yes.
For all abroad students in all of Europe to, like, come together.
Yes. And everyone got COVID from that.
Everyone got COVID from that, because it was... the Wild West. Yes. It was so dumb.
I think that weekend was, like, the week before everything happened.
Yeah.
And it was in Barcelona, you know, no, all rules are off, you know, like, it just go.
Just go.
And same with, I mean, they were your friends, right, that came and visited from Italy, that visited Madrid, and we were like, oh, that's a fine idea. And, like, you know.
And, like, now it's like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, because their program got shut down.
Right. And then we were like, oh, yeah, your program shut down. No worries. Just come to a different country that's struggling with this disease.
Yeah, that's perfect. Why don't you just... Yeah. So we were so dumb.
In hindsight, it's so interesting given where we are now. Because we act now vaccinated and, like, with the people around us vaccinated as we were when this disease was starting, you know?
Right.
Doing whatever... like, mass off outside, like, just
being, like, out. A little bit different than before COVID,
yes,
but not,
yes.
like, but almost normal, I would
right.
say.
But, being safe, now that we know what it means, but before, we had no idea what
we
it
knew
meant.
Literally nothing. Like, I know people on our program were afraid of going out, or, like, there was a big hospital in Madrid, like, five blocks, probably, like, in a straight, no, like, probably, like, three blocks in, like, a straight line walk, but, like, anyway, like, close to where our school was, and there was two people with confirmed cases of COVID in it, and they were like, I don't even want to go to our program anymore, because that's way too close to the school, and which is ludicrous, like, hearing that now, but also, we had literally no idea how COVID worked.
Right.
So, it could have been that infectious.
Yeah.
And it, for a while, felt like it was, But yeah, it's just like, I don't know, like the rules were so different then.
So different.
But because of like ignorance, and now they're like, yeah, it's just so strange.
It's just over the course of time with like, you know, science obviously has helped us actually know.
A substantial amount, yeah.
But it was scary thinking like, wow, there's something no one knows anything about and therefore we're just going to act normally and now we know a lot more about it and not act normally.
Yeah, I remember like the day, like the weekend before we went home, Chris and I had gone from Miami Blitzquake. Chris from Miami Blitzquake and I went to like Valencia, and we didn't realize the weekend we were going was like one of their biggest festivals ever.
Right. Really cool pictures, by the way.
Yeah, very cool. But like, oof, like it was the most crowded place ever. It was like shoulder to shoulder, like you couldn't walk through things. And we like entered this like town square and like, we're like plaza, and we're just like, wow, this is a lot of people. Yeah. Hope no one has COVID. Yeah. And like, probably a lot of them did.
Right.
And we were just like, this is really bad.
Full festival.
And then like,
fireworks, right?
Yeah, like fireworks. Like, but not like the right kind. They were wrong. The fireworks were very different. They were like to be loud. They weren't to like be pretty, which was very, and they were during the daytime. It was very interesting. But like, yeah, we just were like in this crowd, like sea of people. And then like 4 days later, I was on a plane home.
Yeah. It was insane. This is a tangent, but what are your views on fireworks? Pro fireworks?
I think the older I've gotten, I think I like watching fireworks.
Yep.
I think I I think I like that. I think I like the box designs of fireworks. Like, I think that they're just, like, so funny.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, the older I've gotten, the more problems I've realized fireworks do have.
Yes.
Like, I think that they cause, like, wildfires, but that's, like, not the only, like, the birds.
Are they okay with them? I don't know.
I don't know. I should not know what the birds say. I feel bad for, like, dogs. I feel bad for, like, veterans. Like, I think that there's, like, a lot of, like, issues that, like, in the moment we don't like to acknowledge.
Yes.
And, like, while I'm watching fireworks shows, I also don't like to acknowledge, but, like, I do know that they exist.
Yeah.
So I think I'm, like, pro fireworks, but I think they have to be done in a responsible way.
Yeah. The wildfire part of it is so scary.
So scary.
Because then I think to myself, like, why ever do it? You know, what benefit outweighs the fact that you would just set something on fire? But, yeah.
I've
grown the same way. I think they used to be the spectacle. I also, like, my favorite ones are the ones that explode and then they, like, crackle, you know? And they do, like, the little bursts again. Those are my favorite ones. But I like those, and then other than that, like, I just like when it's the finale, because it's all crazy. But otherwise, they don't do it for me as much anymore.
I have a
grandmother who loves fireworks.
Yeah.
Like, that is, like, a thing that she loves. Like, she'll go to a fireworks show on a Saturday night if she could.
That's cool.
Yeah.
In Chicago, there's one on Wednesday nights and Saturday nights.
Really?
I believe. So it's, like, twice a week, plus 4th of July, which is, like, on the waterfront.
Cool.
So, like, we do that sometimes. We do that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I think that they're, like, very fun. I think that they also are something that, like, should be done by professionals.
Yeah.
Because I had this, like, very scary firework incident. Yeah, my friend's uncle has this, like, property, like, a big, like, a lot of land in Wisconsin. Like, in, like, not, like, super north Wisconsin, but, like, nowhere Wisconsin. Near Devil's Lake, if you're from the area. And, So on the 4th of July, like, a couple years ago, all of us, like, went out there, and these, like, two guys that we, like, didn't know, but they were, like, my friend's uncle's, like, son's friends. Like, this incredibly roundabout connection. and they had bought, like, $5,000 in fireworks.
Wow.
So these are, like, very serious, like, professional-grade firework kind of things. And we, like, I was like, okay, these guys are not really responsible. I don't think they know what they're doing. So I was gonna like put we'll put them in a line so that way we'll know which ones are spent, which ones aren't, and like they can just go one down the line and like not hurt themselves, will be super safe. So we like do this and then we run out of firewood and they're like, those ones are spent, you can put them in. And then they like took these
cartridges
and put them into the fire.
Right.
Which you should never do.
Yeah.
Under no circumstances is this a safe idea. Do not do this, because a lot of the time, some just are duds and they don't go off, but, like, the fire is still in the cracker. and all of a sudden, it starts going.
Just shooting.
Shooting. And it's like, it's not put in like upright, it's at like an angle.
Yeah.
So, it, and we're all like sitting around this fire. One shoots up and then turns and aims directly at my friend's head.
Oh, no.
And it's like, again, a very serious, real professional like firework. So it probably could have killed him, at least would have like given him like second or third degree burns and probably like permanently disfigured his face.
Yeah.
It went like 8 inches away from his head.
Oh, my Lord.
At, in the end. Like, it just went. And we're all like, get on the ground, like, hit the deck. And we all, like, hit the deck and, like, crawl for cover.
Away.
It was so scary.
Oh, that's so freaky.
And we had to let the whole, like, let the whole thing go.
Yeah.
Before eventually it, like, calmed down and was, like, fine again. But,
well, you hear horror stories just like that. Like, there was some hockey goalie who died because one, yeah, instead of going straight up, it just went at an angle, hit him in the chest, and he just died, you know?
Yeah.
It's insane.
Like, these are, like, artillery.
Yeah.
That we're just, like, casually, like, yeah, this is fun America. And, like, no, we should be, like, a little bit more, let's give it to people who, like, do this.
Yeah.
And, like, have precautions and,
if
like.
If I had had that experience, I never would be within, like, a 50-foot radius of them going off. You could watch them from afar, but.
Yeah, I feel very fine about that. I think my days of, like, using them myself are probably close to over. Okay. Like, sparklers, cool with. I think, like, Roman candles even might be, like, too much for me now. I think that's what they are with, like, the balls that, like. Like, I think those are probably fine, but, like, also.
Why?
Why? I don't need that. Yeah. I don't trust them.
Yeah.
Okay, we are 30 over. Should we end? What should we do?
Sure.
Is there anyone after? I mean, we could keep talking. I don't know. How many listeners do we have? Wimfo. Do-do-do. We have 9. We lost a couple, but that's okay. It's late. Let's see. Schedule? No one is after us. We could keep talking. What do you want to do?
Let's give him a song.
Give him a song? What song do you want to hear?
Could you play Visions by Rozzy?
Of course. Also, just if you're wondering, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Alright, we're gonna give you guys a song, and during the song, we'll figure out what's going on next. But thank you for listening. Thank you for enduring and listening to our tales. Here you go.
Being missing. And you don't feel left in bed. I got a new girlfriend. Feels like he's on top.
Take some time to do the things you never had.
Georgia, 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 the whole day through, just an old sweet song that keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, 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 a song all of you comes as sweet and clear, yeah, as moonlight through the pines. Other arms will reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Yeah, I said Georgia, Georgia, Georgia. No peace I find. Just an old sweet song, yeah, that keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind. Oh, oh.
Other arms, they reach out to me, yeah.
Oh, oh.
Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you, yeah. But Georgia,
Georgia,
Georgia, yeah. No peace I find,
no peace.
Just an old sweet song, yeah, keeps Georgia on my mind. Yes, it does. Oh, well, Georgia,
Georgia,
Georgia. No peace I find.
No peace.
Just an old sweet song, baby, keeps Georgia on my mind.
Send me on my way. Kisses, or do you ever send our full stop?
Please don't go, I love you so. Maybe I don't act the way I used to, cause I don't feel the same about you. In fact, that's a lie, I want you. Race through soundcheck just to meet you on your fag break. You convince me to put life aside and want you. Yeah. And if only for the sake of it, I could chill you out and drive us through the night to your sisters. You could fall asleep in my jacket as a cover. Cause you grew up in a small